Austin Talent Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. Welcome to the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. It is my absolute privilege and pleasure to be able to host this call for you each and every Tuesday night going on for the last 20-plus years. The September of this year will mark the 21st anniversary of this call. I started this call back in 1998. So as we move into October, I'll start the 21st year of hosting this call. We're in year number 20. I will cover a few quick announcements, then move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. Now, this call is available on podcast. We'll be moving it to iTunes very soon. Podcast, Podomatic will be the backup site for this, so we'll be informing you when we move that. As of the last month, in the month of February, we ranked number 8 in business calls on Podomatic for downloads. We had over 4,000 downloads. We have many, many downloads, not as much attendance on the live call due to the lateness of the call, and I'm in the process of moving this call to a different time frame for the first time in 20 years. Also, other exciting content that I'm going to be sharing with you coming up in the very near future in spring. I'm going to be starting the first Millionaire Mentoring Mindset Mastermind call. It'll be a once a week call for 1.5 hour. It'll be recorded live with a whiteboard. It'll be a mastermind where you'll be able to be a part of that mastermind over the course of 1 year. So it's very exciting what we have coming up for you in the very near future. I'll also have guest speakers on that call. That'll be a daytime call. It will be recorded, and it'll have its own page, and that will be the first Millionaire Mentoring Mastermind call. That'll be a phenomenal call. I already have started to build the model with my team. It's going to be very exciting what we're going to be bringing to the table. We also have several new product launches. We're sending out content on the More Heart Than Talent book. We have the new version of the book already out, so we're going to be promoting some of the products along with that. We have a new book coming out called The Breakthrough Factor and a new download that will be accompanying with that. Career Press has already picked that book up. It's going to be going into every Barnes & Noble in America in the fall, targeted around November. So my writers are in the process of creating the content for that book and for the content, and the download will be available in the next few weeks. Now, this Saturday, I'm going to be in Baltimore, Maryland, the home of Matt Smith. Marianne Snyder is going to be hosting that event for me. I want to thank you very much, Marianne, for hosting that event, and that will be a fabulous event this Saturday, March 10th. March 17th, I'll be in one of my favorite cities, Kansas City, Missouri. March 24th, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, with Mr. Joe DiBianca. Joe absolutely crushed the topic of power versus force and broke it down as good as anyone I've ever seen it at Diane Hunt's event in Saddlebrook, New Jersey, this last Saturday. Joe will be speaking at many of my events covering that exact topic, power versus force. He has great content that he'll be sharing with you from his own personal story and some of the content that both he and I have been mastering over the last several years with the David Hawkins content from the groundbreaking book, Power versus Force. Now, if you own that book, that whole book can be broken down into Chapter 8. I mean, you start in Chapter 8 in that book with a chapter called The Source of Power. The first 5 pages of that book is life-changing. Once again, that book is Power versus Force. March 31st, I want to thank my good friend, longtime client, Abby O'Neill, who will be hosting me in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. April 14th, I'll be in Rye, New York. April 21st, Las Vegas, Nevada. April 28th, St. Louis, Missouri. Early May will be May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. That'll be the Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop. I have an absolute great lineup of speakers for that event. And then on May 12th, I'll be in Chicago, Illinois. May 19th, I'll be in Marina Del Rey. Then, of course, there is the Memorial Weekend. Then we'll launch right into the summer with Saddlebrook, New Jersey. That'll be launching the summer, June 2nd. Diane Hunt was the host, and Diane absolutely filled up the room. It was practically standing room only. If you've not taken advantage of a free 15-minute coaching call or you've never coached with me, reach out to me on Facebook in Messenger or LinkedIn, either one of those places. Send me a message and I will get back to you immediately for either a 15-minute coaching call or to give you more insight about my one-on-one coaching. I have coached 60,000 hours one-on-one, 12,000 clients in the last 20-plus years, and I must admit, I can absolutely break it down for you, the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do in a very short period of time so that you will have a better understanding of why you do what you do. Now, this is the month of March that we've already entered. So in the honor of March Madness, so for those of you basketball fans, that's the NCAA tournament, the Sweet 64 that ends up down with the Sweet 32, the Sweet 16, the Final Eight, the Final Four, and then one team becomes the NCAA champion. One team gets to take that mantle home. And if you're a champion on this call and you have more heart than talent, then my team, the GMS team, has put together the More Heart Than Talent Mastery Kit. In this content, you're going to receive a legacy hard copy book of the original More Heart Than Talent mailed to you. That book was written in 2003 and was the very first book I ever published. You'll also receive digital access to my More Heart Than Talent live audio training, digital access to my More Heart Than Talent, the Master's Mindset Series 1 and 2 audio training. That features Jim Rohn, John Assaraf, and movie producer Stephen Simon, who produced the Oscar award-winning movie, What Dreams May Come, and also Somewhere in Time. I'm one of the few people that's ever interviewed Stephen Simon. Stephen Simon went on to launch Cinema Circle Series. He lives in Ashland, Oregon, and was also the producer of the movie Conversations with God with Neil Donald Walsh. You're also going to receive free access to the More Heart Than Talent Affirmation application. This is over a $600 value today, and I'm offering it for $27. That's with everything that I listed. I have a limited number of books to give away to take advantage of this opportunity now. You can go to goldenmastermind.com/March, 27 large, that's $27, you'll receive a $600 value. So take advantage of that as soon as possible. And with that, I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. Now, we're going to wrap this call up at 15 after the hour. That would be about 10:15 Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to continue to deliver more in less time. So here we go on tonight's call. It's called Stepping Out of Your Talent and Into Your Heart. Now, I came up with the term More Heart Than Talent in the late 90s. I built the brand More Heart Than Talent, had my friend Chris Maddock and his wife Jamie Maddock design the logo for More Heart Than Talent. I made a letter jacket for it, started to build the brand, and the first product that I put together was an audio series called More Heart Than Talent, followed by the highly inspiring book, my first book, More Heart Than Talent. And I've always had the heart, but I never really had the talent. I never had the talent to play Division I basketball. I walked on to a junior college, a very tough junior college league in southwest Iowa. We played the top Kansas team, Nebraska teams, Missouri teams, where a lot of Division I teams stashed their talent, while many of the young men were challenged with their grade point average back then. And to be able to get into a Division I college back in my area, you had to have a 2.0 grade average. So a lot of young superstars would start off in junior college basketball. The National Junior College Basketball Tournament was at Hutchinson, Kansas. I had the opportunity to make it to the Final 64 my sophomore year. We didn't make it to the Final 16, but we made it into the second round. I was not a starter on that team, but I had enough heart to make the varsity 2 years in a row. I did sit in the bench. My top game was 10 points, but no one can say I never played the game. I lettered both years. Now, what's interesting is I sabotaged my baseball career to prove I could play basketball. That was not one of my better decisions, but I definitely had the heart to play the game. Now, being able to have heart means you have the juice, the DNA, the goods. You have the edge, and you have that inner feeling in your heart. It's also in your teeth. It's that grind. It's that angst. It's that edge that you will not be denied. And it's in that very edge that you must be able to bring your heart out. Now, if you live in your head, you're overwhelmed in the neocortex of your left brain. You analyze, you think, you reason, you get ready to get ready, you avoid, you procrastinate. Then your emotional state is going to create a neurochemical response, and it's going to create a series of feelings to attract your reality, the people and situations, to fulfill your disappointment. Now, when you let go of the control that keeps you in control of being out of control, as you begin to let go of your force that keeps you, the counterforce to your own force. Now, force has to have a loser. Force has to have an opposition. Force has to have adversity. And if you create your own adversity to create your own counterforce, then you're sabotaging your success to avoid being responsible. Unfortunately, a large percent of society lives in a overwhelmed force state. They force themselves to get up. They feel overwhelmed. They feel underpaid. They feel undercompensated. They over-obligate themselves, doing for others what they're not able to do for themselves. And this is why so many people have a job and they're not self-directed, self-employed, and self-inspired. They stay motivated for a check they get on Friday so they can have the weekends off. Now, if you're an entrepreneur in free enterprise, time has a different meaning, just like having the heart and the hedge has a different meaning. When you say you're all heart, baby, what that means, it means you're going to lay it out there. You're going to lay it on the line. But if you don't have the heart, it typically means you don't have the courage. You'll get discouraged, disappointed, you'll stay overwhelmed, and you'll avoid the process of succeeding because of your own anxieties and stories you continue to perpetuate to stay in force. Now, as you're no longer the counterforce to your own force, you can begin to step into your power. Power stands alone. Power does not require an opposition. Power does not lose. Power does not require a win or a loss because power is power. Power wins because power wins. Power doesn't have to have a reason to win. Power is power. And that kind of power is emotional. It's non-linear. It's not physical. It's a state of being where you know. And when you know, you trust. And when you trust, you're able to create on command. And as you're able to neutralize the cause that creates the effect of the events that shape your feelings, then you're no longer feeling rejected. Now, if you have rejection consciousness, rejection anxiety, you will create the very outcome that you seek to avoid to fulfill your feelings of being abandoned and rejected. I don't like rejection. That's a common statement that many people say. Well, the brain takes a picture of an event and creates meaning out of it. And then the meaning that you give an event determines whether you're in anxiety or whether you're in awareness. If you live in anxiety, you're going to live in an emotionally overwhelmed state of anger, hate, resentment, guilt and shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, and apathy. And if you live in that state, then you will lose. And that's the opposition that you create. You create your own opposition to stay overwhelmed. When you're no longer the mind-body connection to being overwhelmed, and you're able to address the events that shaped your feelings, and you're able to have a better understanding of why you do what you do, then your anxiety about being rejected changes because you now become aware. So when someone says to you they're not interested, they're not interested, they're not rejecting you. When someone says to you they'll get back to you, they typically mean they won't, and you must understand that because human beings are predictable. And the more you understand people's predictability, the more power that you are in. But when you say you don't understand, now you're in force. When you say you don't understand, now you're in wonderment. You're overwhelmed. I don't get it. I thought this person was going to do this. I'm disappointed. And your disappointment means you don't get the appointment. You don't get the outcome. Then you get to be and stay overwhelmed, feeling rejected and abandoned. Now, as you begin to let go, that's a skill, the ability to separate your feelings from an event. It's not a how do I state, it's an I am state. I am letting go. I am no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shapes my anxiety. That's an affirmation that you can begin to speak into existence to create a new reality. Now, emotions have a corresponding response. When you're emotional and when your emotions are connected to past events where you've been abandoned, neglected, violated, then you will create rejection to fulfill a feeling that you stay emotionally addicted to. Now, when you have a better understanding of the cause that creates the effect of why you do that, then you'll start to move into a different level of energy in your body. That would be your heart, your abdomen, you'd be one with, you'd be a lot more, you'd have a different level of energy. You'll be able to attract your reality people in situations that would foster your purpose rather than fostering your disappointment. When you live in force, you require someone to be a counterforce, or when you're the counterforce, you require someone to violate you. When you're the counterforce to other people's force, it's going to be a direct reflection of the people you grow up with, the passive-aggressive, the people who picked on you in the playground, the five or six women who traumatized you in grade school, high school, and junior high, the people who singled you out, the people who slapped your books out of your hands, down the steps, the people who stuffed you in the locker, the people have made fun of you. Now, when you have anxiety about going to school in the morning, your body's already giving off a corresponding response. When you wake up in the morning overwhelmed because you have a set of parents that are unpredictable, or you're on the way home and you have no idea who's going to pick on you, then your emotional state becomes anxious. That anxiety creates an overwhelmed state leading to emotions of anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, fear, grief, and apathy. Now, when you live in this state, you're going to attract to reality people and situations to fulfill those feelings. And you will definitely not have the energy to create the repetition and experience to take your God-given talent and use your, and couple it with being in your heart, being in the moment, being in the present. You will not be able to access the type of consciousness. The consciousness that you will access is fear, doubt, and anxiety. Now, when you have a better understanding of this and you seek to become an entrepreneur, you begin to let go on command. You don't let your past become your present. You don't hold on to regret. And you don't telegraph your feelings about events that haven't happened called future anxiety. As you begin to use a different set of words, neuro-linguistic programming, my man Matt Smith, who's on the call tonight, who's a skilled practitioner at this, who's very good at understanding how to mirror image, how to insert words into sentences, how to lead a conversation, how to be able to take someone to a result, and how to effectively let go of people diplomatically so you don't feel rejected and abandoned. Now, as you begin to have a better understanding and awareness, then you will no longer have fear and anxiety about success or failing. Now, many people fear success and fear failing, and they fear failing and they fear success, and they're not sure which one it is, but it keeps them avoiding. As you begin to understand why you avoid what you do, procrastinate, the reason that most people procrastinate because they can be in control of an outcome. They can be in control of not failing while being in control of being disappointed. Even though that sounds contradictory, it's very common. A large percent of society is not able to let go of their anxiety about outcomes that haven't happened. They worry about how they're going to keep success that they don't have. They worry about how they're going to stay successful when they haven't been there. They're not sure if they're going to be able to maintain success even though it hasn't happened. And then they have deep emotional feelings about being rejected, abandoned, which then leads to their feelings of being a failure. Now, this is what many people do. They hold on to not wanting to make a mistake, not wanting to get in trouble, not wanting to be exposed. I'm not sure if I can put myself out there. Who am I to be able to write content? I'm not sure if I can write that content. Where do I start? What do I do? Who am I going to be? When you're able to effectively let go of the story and your anxiety, now you can move into the present, which would be your heart. That's in your body, where you're one with. You're able to be in the moment, in the present. You're here, you're now. You're not in an emotionally overwhelmed state. Your communication style begins to change as you become committed. You can't commit until you're committed. You don't need to commit, you commit. When you use a word of non-commitment in front of a word of commitment, that's the counterforce to the force that keeps you avoiding succeeding or avoiding failing. When you avoid success and avoid failure, it's the same outcome. You stay disappointed. It keeps you safe, but keeps you disappointed. You can't possibly master the repetition and experience without action. When you're inactive, you're on the bench. When you're in action, you're on the field. And it's in the field that you master the emotions, the actions, the skills, the habits, and the mindset. If you own a business from the comfort of your home, you're in the right place at the right time because you have very little overhead. You don't have a lease on a building. You don't have a franchise. You have a business, a marketing business, that you can create residual income from the comfort of your home. You can do this through multiple ways. You can be a real estate agent in the comfort of your home. You can be an internet marketer from the comfort of your home. You can be an Amazon brander. I had the privilege of having Mike Zagare at my event this last Saturday. in Saddlebrook, New Jersey. Mike won at one point, and Mike's going to be a guest on my Tuesday night call. Once upon a time, Mike owned his own business as a physical therapist, sending physical therapists out on call to different locations. He was barely breaking even. I had the privilege of coaching Mike in 2012 and 2013. Mike wanted to learn a new skill set. He moved into internet marketing, started to become an Amazon reseller, and took that idea over the next 5 years to the multiple six and seven figure income earner that he is today. It means he reinvented himself. He had a compelling reason to let go of his emotional addictions that led to his disappointment. He realized that the business model that he had wasn't conducive to living his dreams. Many of you are on tonight's call, you have a job, and I know you want to quit that job, but to be able to quit that job, you have to have a compelling reason to quit it, more than I hate it. Hating your job isn't enough to quit it. You want to be driven by hate, which is force. You want to be driven by inspiration. You want to be driven by passion, by love, by purpose. You don't want to be driven by crass. You want to be driven by an inspired energy that leads you to the land of promise. And it's that land of promise and getting out of debt. I mean, well, that's great, but that gets you to zero. You want to have a target, and you want to have a dream that's much more emotional than getting back to zero. Although getting out of debt would be one situation, but you want to free yourself from debt. That would be one way that you would speak that into existence so that you can really start to step into your talent, into your heart. And your talent is God-given, but it's what you do with it that matters whether you end up in the graveyard of the pain of regret or you end up living your legacy and you're able to pass it down. And when you start to live in your heart, you're in a no state. You K-N-O-W. You're able to trust your feelings. You don't doubt yourself. When you live in faith, there is no doubt. 1% doubt does not equal 100% faith. 100% faith means you know. That is belief. And you can have challenging moments, but when you're in your heart, you're in the present, you're in the now, and you know, then you'll bounce back quickly. There won't be any cheat days. You might have meltdown moments, but you won't be getting overwhelmed and staying overwhelmed, and you won't end up at the refrigerator stuffing your feelings. You won't pull the covers over your head and stay in bed. You will wake up inspired to get out of bed because you own a business. You understand that your enterprise is your responsibility. It is your brainchild. It is your baby. It is your fuel that takes you to the land of promise. It is your enterprise. It is your corporation. It is your LLC. It is your S-Corp, your C-Corp. It's your intellectual property. It's who you are, and it's what you do. It's your obligation. It's your duty. It's your discipline. It's your respect. It's you being you. And when you're able to do that, people will challenge you. They go, all you do is work. And you go, dude, I don't even have time to explain this to you. It's a moot point to even get into this conversation. You'll walk away from people who want you to be their counterforce because they want to be right. They want you to justify, explain, and validate yourself. Now, when you're no longer the mind-body connection to rejection, now, rejection on tonight's call was point number three, fear of rejection. And that when you have anxiety about what other people think about you, you attract your reality, the very situation to fulfill the corresponding response that your emotional state of anxiety creates. The brain creates a placebo effect. It holds on to events and then creates meaning out of it. The meaning that you give events that you continue to hold on to creates your yeah, but language style. When someone's giving you content, breaking you down, giving you insight, sharing wisdom with you, many of you's brain will turn that into criticism because you're sensitive and defensive based on your own anxiety about being rejected. Someone's giving you insight, but you're feeling rejected. A person of influence or affluence is sharing content with you, and you find a flaw in them. People that find flaws are also the type of people who require a counterforce. Even though this person is coming from power, your brain creates a state called force. You have to play the counterforce, so you find ways to de-edify the very person who's giving you content. This is amazing because so many people do this. Then they don't understand. This is the key breakdown. They don't understand why people of influence and affluence show up in their business. The reason they don't show up is because they would contradict the control that keeps you in control of being out of control, holding on to a counterforce, creating your force so you can't be in power. When you're in power, there is no anxiety. Power doesn't require anxiety. Power thrives on power. Force thrives on anxiety because anxiety becomes the counterforce. The more you understand why you do what you do, then you're going to overcome adverse situations. When you meet adversity, you don't meet it with a language style that talks about being defeated. When you face adversity and it knocks on your door, you don't invite it in, you say go away. When adversity comes to your door, you don't welcome it. You're able to look at it and say, love don't live here anymore, chief, because you're not here. I no longer have a love affair with adversity. I have a love affair with reciprocity, prosperity. I have a love affair with myself. I'm good enough. I don't require you to be my counterforce. And you're able to address adversity in a different emotional etheric energy. But when you look at the situation as difficult and hard, you've already created a counterforce to be in force. Now you have to force yourself to get out of bed. You have to force yourself to pick the telephone up. And when you're in any kind of force, you're in a mixed message. You're telegraphing your emotions based on a past event to fulfill a present feeling. Now, as you're able to separate your feelings from the events, you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings. So when dream stealers show up, you won't feel that it's an adverse situation because you will be able to neutralize them very easily and very effectively because you're no longer connected to those past feelings based on being violated, based on being ridiculed, being humiliated in any multitude of situations. If you hold on to failing a class, being held back in school, you flunked a test, any multitude of situations, you're giving power to the effects that kept you in low energy and low self-esteem. When you're able to separate your feelings from those events, you raise your vibration, you raise your energy, you raise your emotional state. You're now moving into a state of conscious awareness, which is connected to love, joy, bliss. You're right beneath the level of enlightenment. As you move into enlightenment, you start to become saintly. The parking spaces show up. People show up easily and effortlessly. People buy from you without opposition. People buy from you without adversity. They see the value. They don't ask you the cost because the value is great enough that the cost doesn't matter. People will ask you the cost because you're worried about it. When you're worried, you're giving off a corresponding response, seeking fulfillment by being violated, rejected, abandoned, and most importantly, someone to fulfill your low self-esteem. I knew this would happen to me. When you're able to let go of this, you start to access your talent. You can't access your talent when you don't believe you have any. Now, you have talent on loan from God. You have talent you haven't tapped into. You have talent you haven't accessed. And it's that very talent that allows you to be and stay present. Being able to neutralize your feelings and letting go of anxiety and letting go of control and then letting go is a talent. It's a skill. When you're able to easily and effortlessly neutralize someone, that's a talent. And when you're able to access that type of talent, then you're going to stay present more frequently. You're going to be able to tap into your creativity and your innovation. Then you won't continue to ask the how do I questions because you'll come from a state called no. Now, when you K-N-O-W, you're able to neutralize dream stealers, emotional vampires, and spiritual vampires relatively quickly because you don't require them to fulfill your anxiety. You're able to easily and effortlessly, diplomatically, let people go who are flaw finders, toxic, dream stealers, emotional and spiritual vampires. People want to put you in a position you have to validate, justify, and explain yourself. As you're able to step away and step out of that type of control and step into power, then you won't feel rejected by people who aren't really rejecting you. There are going to be people who show up in life to test you, but you don't require the test. What you require is to understand their predictability, and you let them go easily. There's very little adversity when you're able to bend into it, lean into it, but you'll create adverse situations to fulfill your counterforce force type of situation that you recreate over and over. Now, power is emotional. Power is etherical. Power is when you're in your heart. It's when you're in the present. You're here and you're now. Power is not physical. It's not linear. It's emotional. And that kind of power is charisma. That kind of power is energy. That kind of power is consciousness. That kind of power allows you to tap into the quantum field. It allows you to be in a state called K-N-O-W. And when you're communicating with someone in that state, when you're in your heart, in the present, you can hear what's meant, not said. You're able to decipher the difference between someone who's committed and someone who's interested. Your hearing is off the charts because you're able to hear what's meant, not said. You're able to interpret what's happening in a conversation. You're able to let people go easily and effortlessly. You don't feel rejected when no rejection happens. You don't take situations personally because you can't be disappointed. When you live in that state, then you are fueling your why. And when you're clear on the outcome that you seek, you can sit down and relax at your desk for a few seconds, a few minutes. You're able to, on command, see a picture of the outcome you're in the process of creating. You're in a no state. You're able to see clearly the colors, the trails. You can smell that. You can distinguish the smells of what it is you're creating. You can smell the outdoors of Montana. You can smell the salt ocean where you're standing on a beach in the destination of your choice. You're able to stand in a redwood forest in Eureka, California, and smell the beauty that the earth has bestowed upon you. You're able to be here and you're now. You're able to sit at your desk and listen to conversations effortlessly without getting tired. You're going to get tired because you're anxious about situations that haven't happened. You're going to get tired because you exhaust your adrenal system, worried all the time and worrying about worry. When you're no longer the mind-body connection to worry, you're in a relaxed state called the present. And in that present, there is no counterforce. There is no force because you're here and you're now. You're able to have relaxed conversations, asking qualifying questions about outcomes that you're seeking to create. You're able to easily and effortlessly, diplomatically let people go or move people into a committed decision state where you can create win-win situations called prosperity. You're able to more frequently access a place called the zone, the hands-free zone, where there is no opposition. The baseball that used to come in that looked like an aspirin or BB all of a sudden looks like a grapefruit. Because the size is different. The size is different because your eyesight, your mind sight is different. Your vision improves because of your awareness. You're more consciously aware of why you do what you do, and you're able to let go quickly without relapsing back into an emotional state called anxiety. You no longer have any fear about being rejected or any fear about failing because power doesn't require an opposition. And as you're able to stay in your power, then you're going to be able to attract other enlightened, empowered souls seeking purpose, meaning, opportunities, mentoring, and other situations that are win-win situations that you create because your emotional state now comes from a conscious, aware state, giving off a different corresponding response. And it's that very corresponding response that you now create on command that you're able to snap your fingers and say, well, ah. You're able to attract the person who has purpose, the person who has meaning, the person who believes what you believe. Now, when you live in anxiety and you live in fear and you live in doubt, you're going to attract other fear-minded, low-level conscious seekers to fulfill their feelings of disappointment. So you can be disappointed. Now, that becomes the science of attraction. As you understand this, and you start to tap into your why, and you get very clear, and you're focused, and in a relaxed focus, you all start to also have dedicated blocks of time and a dedicated space to create your dreams. And those dreams come from toiling laboriously in the midnight hour, mastering the emotional and physical discipline required to live your dreams. This happens over and over and over because you now start to understand the word responsibility means ability to respond. And it's that ability to respond that creates a new set of reflexes, and it's those reflexes that allow you to hone your skills. Now, your talent, you're talented, but talent doesn't rise to the top. It's committed talent that practices the repetition and experience over and over that creates mastery. I've seen some really talented people but they stay in their talent. They don't exercise their talent. They don't master their talent. The graveyards of the world are filled with people who had talent, living the pain of regret. They tiptoed quietly through life, and they arrived at their grave safely because they weren't willing to fail. Now, that's the terms they say, but see, it's not willing to fail means not willing to succeed. You don't have to fail forward. I know that's a Maxwell term, and I know that's a very popular term, but I don't believe in failing. I believe there's repetition and experience. It's the repetition and experience over and over that creates the 10,000-hour habit. It creates auto-suggestion. It creates the automatic state. It creates the reflexes to be able to respond quickly. But when you're overwhelmed, you're going to have a gap and a delay in your communication style. You're going to create adverse situations but can tell yourself that it's difficult and it's hard. And you're going to avoid learning the skills because of the story you continue to hold on to. And then your why never gets accessed. It never gets realized. Your why is very important to your purpose. Your why is the vision of the outcome you seek. It's clear. It's the boat you want to own. It's the trip you want to take. It's the house you want to build. It's the house you commit to building. It's the charity. It's the foundation. It's the fundraiser. It's all of the above because it all comes together when you're committed. Adversity seems to step away when there's a commitment involved because commitment neutralizes adverse situations because winners find a way. Average people come up with qualified reasons not to. Average people find flaws in situations. Average people and below average people stay overwhelmed in a low emotional vibrational state called anxiety, fear, and doubt. As you begin to really step into your power, step into your heart, you live in a state called KNOW, when you know, when you're no longer the mind-body connection to events that kept you overwhelmed. Now your energy begins to shift. It changes. On command, you're able to create more frequently like-minded people that will foster your purpose. This is what's called synchronicity. In synchronicity, there are no accidents. And it's that relaxed focus that allows you to create the results required to be and stay successful. Success is a be state. Success is not something you do. Success is being successful, staying successful. It's like being organized. What many people do is they get organized. That's what many people do is they get success. But they don't stay successful because of their anxiety about trying to control success. Success is not to be controlled. Success is to be realized. And it's in that realized access state of being and staying successful that you learn the repetition experience over and over as you hone your skills. As you become a leader, you start to develop influence. You become influential and affluential. You start to develop the heart of a champion because you will not be denied. Now, when you come from that state where you will not be denied, your emotional etheric energy becomes power. And it's that kind of power that people want to touch. They want to be a part of. They want to access it. They feel you. They sense you. And in this kind of power, there is no intimidation. There are people who are so intense that they're intimidating. But there are also people who understand that their anger is what's driving their intimidation, and their anger is what's fueling their dream. Well, they don't realize their dream because they're too angry. And it's that anger that creates their disappointment. As you learn to let go of anger, hate, resentment, and you learn to live in a place called forgiveness, and you start to forgive yourself for everything you put yourself through, and you forgive the others who have violated, traumatized you, made fun of you, heckled you, hindered you, hurt you, any multitude of situation that creates a low vibrational energetic state called anxiety, fear, and doubt, as you no longer live in that state any longer, you're now going to move into a conscious, aware state. That's a present state awareness. That's also connected to your heart because you begin to feel it, baby. You feel it. You know what I mean? I mean, you know what I mean. That's what it means because you start to create meaning. And going through the process gives you meaning because you know that it's in that process that you're going to learn the skills. You no longer have anxiety about adversity. You don't see adversity the way you used to see it. You don't see it as an obstacle. You see it as a reason to succeed. You don't take situations personal in this state called living in your heart, living in your power, living in the present, living in the now. Because it's in that state that it becomes one energy. You don't go up and down. You live in a very relaxed, conscious, aware state called the present. And it's in that present that you're able to access love, joy, bliss, and it's that type of charisma that will attract your reality, people and situations that will foster your dreams. As you're on your journey to in your path to enlightenment and your journey to your dreams and success, you're going to require other like-minded success seekers that you can collaborate with. People that believe what you believe, not people who disbelieve what you disbelieve, or not other like-minded flaw finders to find the flaws so you can have a group of disappointed followers. Instead of having disappointed followers, you seek to attract enlightened, inspired, free enterprise success seekers, people who are going where you're going, people who have clearly defined short-term goals, people who can lay out a 90-day game plan, people who have a daily method that they operate in, people who have a system, they're responsible, they're able to create on command, they have creativity and innovation. There are plenty of those people for you to attract, to develop, mentor, and lead in the next 30 days, 6 months, 1 year. As you start to step into your power and let go of your anxiety and start to live more frequently in your heart, and it's that type of energy that will begin to attract your reality, quality, like-minded individuals that you can partner to prosper with to create multiple six- and seven-figure income results. Now, as your communication style begins to change, you'll attract your reality more frequently, people synchronistically seeking what you seek because they believe what you believe. And in that state, the cost doesn't matter because they're more value-driven. And when you have money anxiety, you'll create the counterforce to fulfill your force by attracting people who ask you how much does it cost. Or they'll let you know that, gee, this really sounds good, but I'm going to get back with you. These are the non-committed, like-minded, non-success seekers that a large percent of society attracts to fulfill their disappointment. When you become more consciously aware and have a better understanding of why you do what you do, the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, as you're no longer overwhelmed and a chronic avoider, you can now step into your power. It's in that power that you begin to magnetize, polarize, create the undertow, the quantum leap, 2 plus 2 equals 16, the sum being greater than the whole of the parts, that allows you to be the person you know that you are capable of being. And as you live in that state, you're going to have more heart than you have talent. Because talent doesn't defeat heart. Heart, when someone's committed, they can overcome talent. That's why David can beat Goliath on any given Saturday, any given Sunday. That's why a team that's picked to finish last can finish first, because you can never measure someone's heart. You never can tell who has the heart, and you can also see people have the talent that don't have the heart. And as you start to put the two together, you have the talent, you bring the heart together, that means you're the mind-body connection to a new set of events that you have clearly defined visions and goals about, that you magnetized your reality before it even happens. And it's that type of enlightened state that keeps you in your power. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. It has been my absolute privilege and pleasure to be your host for tonight's Tuesday More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. This call is officially a call and has been recorded. It will be available on Pod-O-Matic in the morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, California, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As we roll the clocks back this week and move into daylight savings times, I will be in Baltimore, Maryland this Saturday. The following Saturday, I will be in Kansas City, Missouri. The following Saturday, I will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And March 31st, I will be in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. 5 Saturdays in the month of April. Have a great evening, everyone. Look forward to connecting with you, and you have a great month of March.